This is St. Louis Public Radio. Israel is known as the startup nation. With a population of just 8 million, it has more startups and investment per capita than any other country in the world. The desert nation is especially innovative when it comes to agriculture, and that also happens to be a big industry in St. Louis. St. Louis Public Radio's Maria Altman recently accompanied a delegation to Israel and reports on what's attracting some Israeli ag tech startups to expand into St. Louis.
At Hebrew University's ag campus near Tel Aviv, professors often double as entrepreneurs. On this day, plant physiology professor Menachman Moshe Leon is taking a group into a university greenhouse to show off his product.
Now, what you see here, so this is the system.
Dozens of green pots are connected to black hoses. Moshe Leon's company, Plant Ditech, collects data on plants' growth under specific growing conditions. He's speaking to a small delegation from St. Louis, including Sam Fiorello, chief operating officer of the Danforth Plant Science Center.
Do you condition the water at all? Is it an RODI?
This is the same water as the farmer uses.
The St. Louis delegation will hear pitches from lots of startups on this trip to Israel. But the pitching goes both ways. Fiorello, who is also president of the Danforth Center's Bio Research and Development Growth Park, says they're letting entrepreneurs know what St. Louis can do for them.
If a company needs greenhouse space or lab space to grow, think about coming to St. Louis. If they want to be introduced to some of the folks like the Monsantos and the Syngentas, come to St. Louis.
The trip, and really the whole idea to reach out to Israeli startups, was organized by BioSTL. Back in 2001, BioSTL began developing St. Louis's support system for bioscience startups. Then a few years ago, President and CEO Don Rubin started seeing other cities landing Israeli startups.
So virtually every technology company that's started in Israel, day one, it's built into their business plan to get to the United States.
Rubin saw St. Louis as a good destination, especially for ag tech companies. So he created the Global STL Initiative. The results exceeded his expectations.
In the first 18 months or so of this initiative, four Israeli ag tech companies have put their U.S. headquarters in St. Louis.
All four of those companies attended the AgriVest conference near Tel Aviv. It's where investors and ag startups come together annually.
You know, Israel is not a big country, so we meet one each other quite often anyway. But, you know, it's still nice that everybody are together for a day.
Ofer Haviv is CEO of Evagene, a genomic startup that landed in St. Louis 15 months ago. He admits he was nervous at first, but as he puts it, he has only compliments for the 10 employees Evagene recruited in St. Louis and the region's startup support system.
I'm very happy that our first site, our first experience will be in St. Louis.
And news of St. Louis seems to be getting around. During a break at the food tech conference outside Tel Aviv, there's lots of networking going on.
I'm Dan Grotsky. I'm co-founder and VP Sales and Marketing for Groundwork BioAg.
Grotsky's company deals with mycorrhiza, or the relationship between fungi and plants. He says their products are improving yields for crops like corn. Perhaps not surprisingly, this young entrepreneur knows a lot about St. Louis.
You have the Danforth Center, you've Bridge Park. There's a lot going on there. And that's important, especially for a smaller company like ours.
In fact, he says he plans to visit St. Louis soon. And under the right conditions, Groundwork could be the next startup to plant roots here. I'm Maria Altman, St. Louis Public Radio.